producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
What are you saying about what's going on today in your life? Seven past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. For Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, and I, along with Rich McFadden, have conversations about what's going on in the world, so you'll have a picture in your mind about what's happening, and maybe you'll have an opinion or a thought like we do. For example, I find this to be good news. Some may agree, some may disagree. There's a switch of policy in the military, so that now new military mothers are going to get 12 weeks of maternity leave. This is a family-friendly way to attract more women into the military, which the Pentagon says we need to do. Who agrees that we need more women in the military? Raise your hands, please.
We need more women in everything.
We just need more qualified candidates.
More qualified, and women are more qualified than men.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that we need the best candidates and the most qualified, and I think we need to throw out the window about we need 12 women and 12 men and 4 black people and 4 white people and 4 Hispanics. I mean, it's like, give me the best of the best. You're sending, you're putting your life at risk. You're protecting our country. Give me the best people. Forget what they have in their trousers. Do women wear trousers?
Okay. Forget what they have in their trousers.
It does. It drives me nuts.
Write that down. All right. So that takes care of the women going into the service. So now let's talk about men. Did you know that there are approximately 107 baby boys born for every 100 baby girls? So why are there more girls
worldwide
than there are boys? The reason is that boy babies are 25% more likely to die in infancy because girl babies are stronger and healthier than boy babies.
Huh.
So why the heck would that be? I'm wondering, why are boy... I don't have an answer to the question. I'm just asking because I'm sort of in a rhetorical way trying to figure out why it is that girls are healthier. We can see it now in the millennials, how things are changing, the roles for the sexes are changing. I've said for years and years and years that I'd rather work with women than men. They're better at most everything that needs to be done sales-wise in a business that I'm in, which is mostly sales one way or another, more efficient.
It's such a blanket statement, though. It's so passé for you to say that.
Why is it passé?
Women are better at everything.
Are you kidding? Passé that you look around you and see what's going on, where women in politics, women in business, ministry.
The way you put it is,
I'm being sexist.
There are no good men in anything. I only want women who work with me.
There you are again.
And it's a lot.
There you go again, Richie. What did Ronald Reagan say?
There you go again.
There you go again.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it is from a purely nature standpoint. You survival need women from survival of the species. Mm-hmm. You need more women than you need men.
Mm-hmm.
When you think about it.
Why?
Because men would never be able to have a baby. They'd be like, oh, it hurts.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Because women have the babies. You know, women have one baby at a time, but one man can be a dad to a lot of different babies.
Really?
So you need more women than men for survival of the species.
Women are tough, but this conversation actually sort of offends me. Because the more we have this conversation, the more it seems like I don't have the same opportunities as everybody else. And so,
sure you do. You have people like Doug Steffens saying that you should be hired instead of everybody else just because you're a female.
But he's pandering.
I've known Doug a long time.
That's what I feel. I've always felt that way. You're just making
Doug a long time.
You are.
All right. Average height today for a man is 5'9". Average weight for a man is 190 pounds. Average height for men in 1960, it was 5'8". The average weight was 166. Look at how that's changed.
Wow.
Men have a life expectancy of 64 years. around the world, whereas women have a life expectancy of 68 years around the world.
Why do men die before their wives? Because they want to.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, married to you. Woo! The most common cause of death for men.
Now you'll see your husband.
Yeah. Is the most common cause for a death for men, heart disease.
Suicide.
Most common cause for women, heart disease.
And you know why women live longer from a nature standpoint?
Why is that?
Because women are needed as the grandmas to help with child keeping.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
The average age of the first heart attack for a man is 66 years old.
Wow.
Men have a higher death rate for all of the 15 leading causes of death, with the exception of Alzheimer's. 5 times more women die of Alzheimer's than men. I did not know that, but maybe because they are living longer, and Alzheimer's doesn't usually creep in.
Yeah. Until you want to forget all of your crap.
Probably.
Really?
But why did I marry this guy? I'll just forget about it.
Both of my grandfathers died. One at 42, one at 70, I guess.
Really?
And then both of my grandmothers lived well into their 80s and died of dementia.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Well, but that's a modern disease, but it's brought about by us living longer in part. It's also brought about by what we are eating, what we're exposed to in the atmosphere, all kinds of things. But you can't counter it. I'm going to go back to CeraScan next month to have my brain examined again,
great.
I did 5 or 6 years ago to get an update on it and what's going on and how it's, whether I still have a concern, because I had a concern when I went there 5, 6 years ago.
You were really upset about it.
I was for a couple of weeks.
I remember you wouldn't say anything, and I said, Doug, what's wrong with you? I know there's something wrong. And you said, how did you know? And it was obvious. You were really buzzed.
According to them, I was on, by this time, I should have been on my way out.
So let me ask you, when you go back.
So why are you going back?
Right.
You said we're wrong. Why are you going back?
I wanted to, I actually want to get with the doctor who's there to get a routine going, if you will. There's a health regimen and a supplement regimen that Fred Grover, who's the doctor involved in this, has put together and gotten quite a bit of attention, international attention, for how well it's worked with people that might have the tendency, if you get on this routine, this regimen, you will have much less of a chance. But little things like frying
now that you have, the first imaging done, you go get a second imaging, you can mark progress.
And if it's exactly the same as it was before, then they'll have to say, well, maybe we're right about that. If it's progressed a little, then we got to think about it. But the only thing I'm forgetting are last names. Look at every once in a while, I'll say on the air, I don't remember that person's last name. And so I ask somebody about it. I have 4 or 5 different doctors that I consult with all the time, including the 3 that are on the air here with me. And Ken brought out a study when I was with him in his office last month and said, you know, you get to this age, and this is how much of your brain cells are gone.
Right.
And you get to that age, and this is how much of your brain cells are gone. And so then I started looking into it. Remember earlier this week I was talking to Jennifer about we have now 10, we are using, we're told we're using 10% of the equivalent capacity of our brain. But then some scientists have found that we have like a trillion more cells in our brain that nobody has ever found before.
Something that we can use about. And we're so overwhelmed with stuff every day. I hate when I can't find a word or can't find someone's last name. It happens to me a lot, too. I'm not necessarily old. It just happens because you're...
All day long.
You aren't necessarily old? You are not.
I'm not necessarily old. I mean, I'm not necessarily young. But, you know, in my 30s, I shouldn't be forgetting things.
Richie and I are middle-aged, and Roberta, you're young.
Thank you.
I consider people say to me, I'm in the last third of my life. Depends on how you're measuring it. I'm not easy. I don't give in easy on things like that because I don't want to mentally or physically. And I think that's where it is. If you don't have a mental or a physical attitude that puts you at the end of the road, then that's not where you are. It's very much a part of what's in your mind as to how your body responds to it. It really is. All right, let's talk about your body a little bit more. This is the thing that has, I think, marked where I am in my own health
And much of it is due to Meredith and how clean we eat when we're together. No added sugars. She became sort of a food Nazi. She went to a seminar this past year. But you know what? A lot of great stuff came out of it. Things that we were doing before that we thought, okay, a little of this and a little of that. No. No added sugars, no processed food. That's the way to better health. So when you need to add a boost of energy without the added sugars and chemicals, without the things that come from coffee or those red monster drinks or whatever they call that caffeine, you reach for Super Beets. Do what I do. Do what Rich does. Do what Jennifer does. I'm not saying Roberta does it because, I don't know, did you get your Super Beets? I always hesitate.
Yes, I did get my Super Beets. I want some more because I love them.
I know you do, Roberta. Yeah, I know you do. Super Beets are all organic. You'll get the benefits of 3 whole beets in just 1 teaspoon without the nasty, earthy, damp basement beet taste that you get if you're just going to eat the beets themselves. The secret is in the dietary nitrates in the beets. Your body converts them into nitric oxide. That's a miracle molecule that opens your arteries up, gets blood to your brain, to your muscles. That's why this stuff is so good. And it follows up with what I was saying a few minutes ago about where your body is and where your brain is. You got to get circulation into your brain. And that's what Super Beets does. It's the only superfood that boosts your blood flow. So please take my advice, take Dr. Ken's advice. Doctors are on this program. Doctors around the country are using Super Beets. Ken gives it to his cardiology patients. So order Super Beets at 800-655-4183. You get 3 months supply in the regular order. They'll send you a 30-day supply on top of that free. And let's see here. What else do you get? You get the Beat the Odds book. That's a cool thing to get. Free shipping in the entire order. Ask about Neo 40 capsules as well. 800-655-4183. The Neo 40 capsules melt in your mouth. They give you an instant, really strong charge of energy. That's what we take at the beginning of the day to get ourselves started so we sound like we know what we're talking about. We go on the air. 800-655-4183. Remember, it's all about the blood and getting the blood to your body. To keep you healthy, you need to feed your body, and that's what you'll do with Super Beets. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue Emu made with real emu oil. Blue Emu continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue Emu, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue Emu. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your doctor, I'm going to give it to you straight. You have a severe case of gustatory horripilation and enuresis, and you need to choose between a cystoplastic volante treatment or orthostatic muscae surgery. I'll give you a second to think it over, but we'll need an answer right away. It's bad.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because TurboTax's SmartLook feature gives you on-screen assistance to help answer your questions so you're never on your own. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. Feature availability varies by product and platform.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hi, you've reached Burger King. To leave a message, press 1.
Hey, Burger King, it's Mike calling again. I called a billion times about the burgers and the chicken and the flame grilling. My big idea, call me back. I'm here at home.
Michael, didn't we talk about you trying the new flame-grilled chicken burger from Burger King? A savory flame-grilled chicken patty topped with veggies on a toasted bun, now just 2 for $5. Or mix and match with another delicious sandwich part of the 2 for $5 deal. The new flame-grilled chicken burger, only at Burger King. Limited time only, price and participation vary.
If Survivalist Housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's a perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Great San Francisco bands, Grateful Dead, The Airplane, and sadly, the news today that Paul Kantner, who was one of the founding members, guitarist, Richie, singer, with Airplane, dying at the age of 74, yet another rocker bites the dust this week. The music. But these people were so into drugs. My God, Grace Slick.
Oh, yeah. Back
Marty
in San Francisco.
Yeah. Well. Oof. I always had an argument with people, whether it was Marty Balin or Balin. I think it was Balin.
I can't remember.
Was it not? Yeah. Anyway, he loved to write music and was pretty good at it. But the psychedelic sound, I mean, there was nothing about the Airplane.
When they became Starship, and Jefferson Starship instead of Jefferson Airplane, they became a kind of a pop rock band.
Yeah, they became much more of a pop group. Jefferson Airplane, though, was pretty well known for what a lot of the other San Francisco.
Right.
I mean, look at the Grateful Dead.
No, Airplane was definitely psychedelic drug, you know.
Right, a lot of drugs. Drugs. Kantner was a college dropout. He had been familiar to a lot of the druggies and music people in San Francisco when he was a teenager. He was the first guy I picked for the band. He was the first guy who taught me to roll a joint, said Marty Balin in Facebook yesterday.
Beautiful.
Oh, my God. But listen to the music. My God, these guys, they had it. They really had it.
When I was 16, I saw them at King's Dominion.
Yep.
And
they were one of the first groups, Richie, that Bill Graham used at the Fillmore. The Airplane and Grateful Dead, he built his whole thing there around these two groups. They were on RCA Records. They got paid $25,000 each for the first album that went gold. You talk about the music business. That's why the music business has changed so much, because of stuff like that. And then White Rabbit. Who remembers White Rabbit?
Oh, yeah.
Right? And the hippie movement that these people were of. I remember as a disc jockey playing this stuff and really, really liking it. And I had to admit that I didn't realize a lot of the stuff, the lyric content, because it was all about drugs. Remember hot tuna? How many people remember hot tuna?
Oh, yeah.
Roberta, you got to remember hot tuna.
I remember hot tuna.
Right? I don't remember hot tuna. Right. Sounds a little fishy.
You remember Charlie?
So anyway.
Yeah. Next. All right. Mark the passing of Paul Cameron. Now, a change of pace, shall we have here with the, this is, I'm trying to figure out the flat earth. So there's a big thing going on Twitter, an argument between a rapper and Neil deGrasse Tyson about whether the earth is flat or not. Talk about drugs and stuff. Here's one of the many news media reports about a rapper's insistence that the earth is flat.
Rapper B.O.B., perhaps you know him for hits like Airplanes and Nothing on You. He firmly believes that the earth is flat. He's on a Twitter mission to prove it, and he says he has photographic evidence and that we've been fooled all this time.
Who taught him how to roll his first joint?
Yeah.
Wow. So here is this guy, rapper B.O.B., explaining what he's thinking.
Neil Tyson need to loosen up his vest and probably write that man one hell of a check. Flatline. You got me once, but that died. Ay.
Okay.
All right.
Not quite something on your iPod, Dougie.
here's Neil deGrasse Tyson, who is on Comedy Central to further explain to the rapper what it is that is not flat about the earth.
Listen, B.O.B., once and for all. The earth looks flat because, one, you're not far enough away at your size. Two, your size isn't large enough relative to earth to notice any curvature at all. Bam! It's a fundamental fact of calculus and non-Euclidean geometry. Small sections of large curved surfaces will always look flat to little creatures that crawl upon it. But this whole thing is part of the system of a larger problem. There's a growing anti-intellectual strain in this country. It may be the beginning of the end of our informed democracy. So, of course, in a free society, you can and should think whatever you want. And if you want to think the world is flat, go right ahead. But if you think the world is flat and you have influence over others, as would successful rappers or even presidential candidates, then being wrong becomes being harmful to the health, the wealth, and the security of our citizenry. Discovery and exploration got us out of the caves, and each generation benefits from what previous generations have learned. Isaac Newton, my man, said, "If I have seen farther than others, it's by standing on the shoulders of giants." So that's right, B.O.B. When you stand on the shoulders of those who came before, you might just see far enough to realize the earth isn't flat.
Okay, so my mind is listening to Roberta. We're psychologically and synchronistically connected. Roberta's going to, the next words out of Roberta's mouth are, how many Donald Trump fans think the world is flat?
Well,
exactly.
The top of his head is, anyway.
Who is this guy, Neil deGrasse Tyson? I don't know.
He's a famous scientist. He's got a TV show on the Science Channel.
Apparently.
Yeah, the Cosmos. Yeah.
He has apparently a sense of humor or something close to that.
Yeah, that's your typical geek scientist.
No, not like
a bit of a jerk.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50% and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you wander on over to DougStephan.com, you will see what? Jennifer?
Where is Doug?
The pole. He's wandering around somewhere, so until he gets there. Doug, we're going to talk about yesterday's poll.
Was I late? I was
You're very late.
All right, so today's poll are the top 10 talk radio topics of the week. So what is most important
to you? Why do you guys always go back
to
the poll?
We want to know.
You got some more creativity.
Okay. All right, here we go. Every now and then, Doug comes back from the bottom of the hour break late. Because
every now and then.
Or whatever, yeah. At least
he's
once a day.
He's making soup.
So if we come back and we start a story, he'll say, why are you talking about this? I don't want to talk about this. I want to talk about that. So we need something that fills about 60 seconds.
You should be there on time.
Right.
If you need to pick what you want to talk about, you should be here on time.
Because by the time we finish the poll, he'll be back.
I was having a discussion with my dear, sweet Meredith about the Oscars and the new categories.
No, actually you weren't. Because I was over-listening to you, by the way.
You were listening?
Overhearing. I was over-listening and overhearing you. And you were totally bragging to impress your girlfriend. You're like,
what was I talking to her about?
She said
what
something. She goes, something about Bill Nye. You're like, I was on a panel with him once. He
I was on a panel with him. I didn't find him. I was not trying to impress
him. I'm a pretty big deal, Meredith. I was on a panel with Bill Nye, the science guy.
Newsflash. Bill Nye's been overheard in the hotel room with his girlfriend this morning saying that you weren't all that big of a deal.
That's right.
Really?
I don't mess around with those little people. I was on a panel with Bill Nye, the science guy.
Bill Nye's telling his girlfriend that Doug Stephan wasn't that big a deal.
I can also juggle and say hello in three languages. Right. And if there's a better kazoo player on the street, let him show himself right now.
So anyway, today's poll.
Oh, my side is hurting. I'm laughing too much. All right. What are you saying? What is going on over here? Too much noise. All right. Let's get to the Oscars. The Oscars, you know, there's a big controversy about whether
there are...
You know,
once I lived next to a guy named Oscar.
Okay.
But he was how really stiff and gold.
All right. The wheels are off now.
Okay.
Rain it in, everybody. Come on.
We could be at the end of the rope for today's program, Rich.
Pretty much.
Could be over.
It's
all right. So anyway, the Oscar boycott. There is a very interesting train of thought. One, you can decide whether you think this is for real or not. I have an excerpt from a radio program hosted by a guy named Bill Leff with Wendy Snyder talking to a film critic about the Academy and what it may be doing to try to deal with these really serious diversity problems.
A lot's being made out of the Oscar controversy.
Yes.
Everybody's talked about this for the last couple of weeks. But we wanted to talk something about Oscars with you, and that is that they're talking about possibly extending some categories, making a few new categories in the Academy Awards.
Yes, this is one way they can add that diversity. And a lot of, I think, and I wanted to start with this one, Bill, because I'm sure you're going to be interested in it, Best Comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they should have a Best Comedy category?
Nope.
No.
I think nope, because I think it should be part of what they call Best Picture, Best Motion Picture. Comedies rarely win. They're few and far between winning for Best. But I just think a movie really has to be good to reach that higher echelon, and I would love to see them keep it the way it is.
Okay, that's interesting, a traditionalist. The last pure comedy, I think, to have won.
Can I guess?
Go ahead.
Is it Annie Hall?
Yes, sir, 77. But I also brought up some... You can argue that maybe American Beauty was a comedy.
Oh. That was not a comedy.
No, no.
It was a dark comedy.
It was very dark.
It was a great movie.
How about Shakespeare in Love? That was kind of amusing.
Yeah, I guess you could call that a comedy, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's with Joseph Fiennes, the guy we've been talking about for the past few days, soon to portray Michael Jackson.
Which I cannot wait to see this movie now.
Who are these people?
All right. These are people from a talk radio program. They're talking, and they just brought me to something that we didn't talk about the other day.
Yeah.
But because we've been so racially charged and ethnically charged and age charged and all these other things that separate us, there's a white guy who's going to play Michael Jackson in this BBC film about his life.
Yeah, it's Joe Fiennes.
How do they get away with that?
Michael Jackson, when he died, looked almost
white.
I think.
Yeah.
I mean, but just to go back to this Oscar category thing, I thought we were going to talk about Conan O'Brien, because I don't know if you heard him maybe two nights ago. Conan was talking about how he was very sympathetic to this story and that he thought he had solved a way to bring more African-Americans and really honor all races in these awards. And so to add more categories, he was saying you could have, like, best like, I guess, like, best stunt you could have, or you could have the guy who said, oh, blank, the best in a movie. I mean, you could add some of these subcategories. I thought that's where we were going, because maybe that's it. Maybe it's not adding a comedy.
Well,
maybe
we're
going to
suggest that black people say swear better in films than
white
people do.
I'm not saying black people do. I'm saying you could give out the award and whoever did it best, but it would open it up.
Samuel L. Jackson's pretty good at that.
Yeah.
When you get right down to it, he's pretty good at swearing in films.
He's the best.
Authenticity.
Let's give him an award. Yeah. Or you could give the award to, the person who has the best first name of Denzel. That would ensure maybe a win.
Okay.
That's all Conan O'Brien.
Pointing out the absurdity of all of this.
No, Conan O'Brien did that. I'm actually just stealing from him. It was very funny stuff.
Good. All right, there's a new bird on the block. Farmers are attempting to bring back rare birds. And the latest example of that is the gray partridge. Once common, but changes in farming and the landscape, which sent the birds away. Apparently they flew away, and I'm not being facetious here, to areas in Ireland, and now they have found a way to bring them back. So the point of this is that, although it sounds interesting that farmers are actually working on bringing back rare birds, many of the things that we're told by environmentalists are just not true. The extinction of this species or that species, I know, I break your heart for you to believe. The various species that some say have been eliminated have not at all. They've just migrated. They've gone to different places. They still live. I mean, look at some of the things that, I hope we don't bring back some dinosaurs, literally, but there are a lot of things that are creeping back into society, not society, but creeping back into the earth, into relevance, that have been gone for centuries, if not millennia. Bugs, little things that people don't pay much attention to. New kinds of flowers. You know, you say, oh, look at that beautiful new flower. I never saw anything like that before. Well, if you go to New Zealand or you go to Iceland or some of these places that have been frozen over and now they're thawing out, you can see all kinds of new birds and flowers and stuff. New, they aren't really new. They've just been frozen for centuries. And now they're coming back again. So don't be so easily swayed by a lot of these people who will tell you we've got to save this bird. This goes back to my whole antagonism for the government taking all this land and protecting. You know what a bill of goods we've been sold? I'm just figuring this out now, and I'm pointing it out to people because I think you all ought to figure it out. What a bill of goods we've been sold by people who want to. Some of them are well-intentioned, for sure, but it's a hoax. It's a ruse. There are more species of different things on the planet today than there were 100 years ago. Just like this whole business about not having enough green. You know, there are more trees on the planet now than there ever have been. And there are more people on the planet. But there are more trees. There's more greenery on the planet now than ever.
But don't you think it all comes down to money?
Well, how is that possible? There's more greenery.
Because what changes, if you look at the old contours, the old topography of the planet, go back a million years, or 2 million, or 5 million, or 100 million, you see the deserts change the places as to where they are because the Earth changes. It will change again. Climate change happens. Global warming, if you want to use that terminology, happens. It's part of the history of the planet. Things change. So what was cold is now warm, and what is warm used to be cold. You can look at any number of studies that they have gone down into the core of the Earth, 500, 1,000 feet, sometimes 5,000 feet. They take the core out and they study what the fiber is like. What we have for rock, what there is for resources, and you can see the history of the planet by looking at some of these things. It's fascinating, and yet we keep giving over to these fools. We're fools. We keep giving over to these people. Say, oh, this is going to become extinct and never exist again. There are all kinds of things that are popping out everywhere that haven't existed for probably thousands, maybe tens of thousands of years. And by the way, this Zika mosquito may be one of them. There is reason that Zika has been around for a long time, and now it's changing, it's mutating because of the impact. That sort of thing has happened over the years, too. You can see how sharks are about the only thing in the planet that hasn't changed. Did you know that? Sharks are pretty much the same as they have been for hundreds of thousands of years, and they're about the only thing on the planet that hasn't changed. It's pretty amazing. Pretty much all the other stuff, because they've stayed in the same habitat, and they can, you know, there's always going to be water on the planet, so there may be a little bit more water here and a little less over there, but where they stay in terms of the water is what's made them perfect.
There's so much we know about this planet we live on, this rock that we live
absolutely.
On.
Absolutely.
You look at the ocean. Yep. It's so unexplored. You have no clue.
Amazing what we don't
know. What's on the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah. It's amazing. Yep. 44 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
As Staples guy, my office goes through ink like it's water.
Well, we have the ink you need, and with our 110% price match guarantee, Staples always has low prices.
So we could go through ink like water. We could bathe in the stuff.
That'd just be weird.
Staples, make more happen. Now get a $15 coupon when you spend $75 on ink, or $20 when you spend $200 on toner.
Offer valid on in-store purchases only, ends 1/30/16. Price match plus the 10% difference. Discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Ends 3/26/16. See store staples.com for details.
Allstate and Atlantic Media have announced the winners of the Renewal Awards. Here's Allstate's Chairman and CEO, Tom Wilson.
The Renewal Awards are about recognizing and calling out social innovation. It's about finding those local organizations that are making a difference in the social space.
Their efforts confirm a recent National Journal Allstate Heartland Monitor poll that found 69% of Americans believe that solutions to the country's biggest economic and social challenges will most likely come from state or local institutions. Winners include organizations working to help create sustainable home ownership, empower immigrant communities, and help the long-term unemployed. Among the awards presented is the Allstate Youth Empowerment Award, which went to Girl Start. The Austin, Texas-based nonprofit focuses on encouraging middle school girls in math and sciences.
At Allstate, we believe in youth. We think youth are the solution, not the problem. So when you support them and you give them just a little bit of encouragement, they take off and they can change the world.
Winners receive a $10,000 grant from Allstate. For more, go to renewalawards.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Are you ready to be your own boss but don't know where to begin? A franchise allows you to be in business for yourself but not by yourself. Find a franchise opportunity that's perfect for you on FranchiseExpo.com. Browse options, review investment requirements, and search by industry, brand, or location. You're guaranteed to find at least one franchise for sale that you'd love to own. Visit FranchiseExpo.com and make your dream of owning your own business a reality.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
All right, since Jess and I only ordered 3 drinks and split the chicken and you guys ate about 3/4 of the guac, but Tim only left us $15, not including tax and tip, I'm thinking Hal and Karen split a third of the bill 2 ways so you guys each take on 12%. Does that seem fair?
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because TurboTax's Explain Why feature helps you understand the math behind your refund. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. Feature availability varies by product and platform.
All right, so here we have it, 48 past the hour, a new Barbie. We've been pretty sexist all day. We might as well just keep it going. This is a move that some people say is long overdue. Well, is there anything more sexist than the Barbie doll? Do you remember what the Barbie doll was like when you were a kid, Roberta? What did the Barbie doll look like?
Oh, it was a
Dolly Parton, right?
Big, yeah, Dolly Parton, tiny, tiny, tiny little waist, you know, long, slender legs, you know, wasn't real, that's for sure. I didn't like Barbie. I played with Tammy dolls at the time.
What are Tammy dolls?
Tammy dolls. Yeah.
Tammy dolls, it was kind of like the anti-Barbie. So the Tammy doll wasn't as sculptured, wasn't as sculptured as Barbie. Let's put it that way.
Nice, Rich.
Hi, my name is Sam. Give me some nachos.
The story at DougStephan.com today overviews what Mattel is doing with the 3 new Barbie body types that resemble the diversity of women today. So let's see. There's the tall, curvy, and petite Barbie. Richie was talking about that. The upgrade is, let's see here, based on criticism that her original thin figure with narrow hips and large breasts was never a realistic standard of beauty.
Well, they said it was impossible for a woman to have the same measurements that a Barbie would, right?
You haven't seen Pamela Anderson? That's a cheap.
Even her, I think. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, so now they have 23 new dolls, different skin tones, different hair, different outfits, flat feet. What the heck is that going to do with anything?
Thank goodness, because the flat feet were a little annoying. Barbie was always on her tiptoes when I was a kid.
Oh, is that real? So you're not kidding about that?
No, truly. She was always, like, on her tiptoes because she was always wearing heels. So you could never make Barbie wear sneakers unless she looked like she was on a
point.
But you
know what?
Right. Ballet.
My daughter, my 8-year-old daughter, has got a bunch of Barbie dolls. Really, the big thing now is the American Girl doll.
And
the American Girl doll is very average.
Yeah, but it's average, but very expensive. The price ain't average,
$100
for sure.
Just to get
but Alice says it's listening to its consumers, and they want to promote a positive body image for all young women everywhere.
Good luck with that.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
To us, they are just meteorites. Fair enough. But the level of specific radioactivity is so high to anyone from the planet Krypton, this substance is lethal.
Great movie. He was so good in this.
Just as a reason,
great.
When it came time to cash in your chips, Soulfield, a diseased maniac, would be your banker.
Is it criminal for me to say I like Gene Hackman in this movie more than I did Christopher Reeve?
No. Gene Hackman was superb in this
movie. Yeah.
Doesn't Gene Hackman kind of a shudder of electricity through you to be in the same room with me?
I should save that for you.
Yeah, thank you, Rich. Who's going to play it? Am I playing it for you or are you playing it for me?
It's a title of Doug.
Okay. Cute. Main title theme from Superman being performed by John. That was Gene Hackman in his role of the nemesis of Superman. By the way, Hackman turns 86 tomorrow. Health not so good, but what a great, great character actor. I think one of his great roles was in that Will Smith, the two of them were headliner. John Boyd was the bad guy in it. What was it called? Better than good. It was great. The Enemy of the State.
That was good.
Yeah, what a great movie.
Love that movie.
Super, 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 super in that. All right, anyway, so we're into movie moments. Chucker's not around today, so the staff.
Hey,
such as
you shouldn't laugh when you say that.
My staff is going to go through the movies that are coming out this week, and we have some movie news for you. Stick around for that. It's coming up next year on Good Day.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
All right, 56 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer has a list of the movies that are coming out this weekend. Let's see which ones we want to grab. What do you have, Jen?
Well, the biggest, I think, will be, and you're going to laugh, go, who cares? But it's going to be Kung Fu Panda 3, which is Jack Black's animated movie about the roly-poly Poe, who is the panda. And that's always a big hit. Dustin Hoffman, Angelina Jolie are also voicing in that movie. Also coming out, 50 Shades of Black. That's the Marlon Wayans movie where he takes on 50 Shades of Grey. That should be kind of fun.
Shades of Black. Really? Yeah, that sounds like fun. Is that going to be up for an Academy Award?
I'm sure. And we'll write in our votes. The Finest Hours also opened up this week. Chris Pine, Eric Bana, Casey Affleck star in the story of a 1952 Coast Guard mission to rescue the crew of an oil tanker split in two
storm. What do you think? Is that like the perfect storm? Another one of those?
That's what it sounds
Chris
like.
Chris Pine is Captain Kirk.
Yeah.
Casey right? Affleck. What's he been in? He's Ben Affleck's brother. What's
brother.
His
brother? He's in a lot of movies. He doesn't get a lot of attention.
He is around a lot.
But he is in a lot of movies.
So is he like Scott Kahn, kind of? Everybody knows who he is, and he can play a lot of different roles. He's not great, but he's okay. He's good.
I think he's great, actually. I think he's one of those actors that doesn't need to be the big star, so he takes the roles that are more supporting, and so he doesn't get as much attention.
What would you say that was? Am I right with Scott Kahn?
Yeah, but he's more of a TV.
Same kind.
Yeah, he is a TV guy. And he's short, man.
He's been in some movies.
He's like 4'11".
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a short guy. Yeah. But I think he's been in some movies.
How tall is Scott?
Forget looking up what movies the guy's been in. We want to know how tall he is.
5'5". Okay. All right. What
and
else
you know men lie by 2 inches. Those are the big movies. That's it. Those are the three big
so
ones.
So what are you going to go to see? Who's going to movies this weekend?
I want to see Benghazi still, or 13.
Oh, it's so
you haven't seen that yet?
I haven't seen it yet. I've been snowed in with kids. I've been watching Netflix animated films all week.
Roberta, what's the last movie you went to see in the theater?
In a theater? I don't know. I just watched about 20 screeners, though, for the SAG Awards.
To vote in the SAG Awards for this weekend? SAG Awards are Sunday night.
I watched Carol and Beasts of No Nation.
Good. I hear that. That's very good, Roberta.
Yeah, I know.
59 past the hour on today's Good Day.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.